message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as a listener.
I welcome you to this service today, and I pray that no one here will go back the same in the name of Jesus. Fire, God bless you in Jesus' name. Give Jesus a big clap to appreciate our choir. God bless you. God bless you. Media, God bless you. We are feeling your presence seriously. God bless you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We are grateful to God for his faithfulness and for his grace upon the life of everyone here. And I know that no one will miss out of God's blessings in Jesus' name. I'll be speaking briefly this morning on grace for supernatural supplies and destiny enrichment. Grace for supernatural supplies and destiny enrichment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's good to know that God delights that you are prosperous. God does not want you to live in scarcity. God does not want you to lack anything good in life. He doesn't want you to be scratching the ground. He wants you to live in abundance because he's a God of abundance of mercy. 1 Peter 1 verse 3. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy. So our God is a God of abundant mercy. 1 Peter 1 verse 3. He's a God of abundance, and he will release that abundance to you today in the name of Jesus. He's a God that loves us to be blessed. And one of the major tools that he uses is the tool of grace. Grace is so important to life that there is no other option to God's grace in the life of a man. Once grace is missed, disgrace is inevitable. Once grace is missed, supplies are lost. Because of our time, I'll just cut the definitions short to be able to allow us to move very fast. What is grace? Grace means supernatural empowerment and enablement by heaven. Supernatural empowerment. Supernatural empowerment that is beyond what Milo or Bonvita can give you. Empowerment that beyond what Lucozade Boost can boost. Supernatural empowerment and enablement is what is called grace. Number two, what is grace? Grace is favor that adds flavor to the life. The favor of God that adds flavor to the life of a man. The favor of God that changes the story of a man or a woman. The favor of God that brings about the release of supplies. And it's important to know that supernatural wealth and supplies are real. Not everybody is struggling. Not everybody is suffering. Not everybody is searching for money. And one of the major factors for this is the grace of God. Is the grace of God. And in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18, Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18, the Bible says, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. He is the one that gives you power. You know, I said that grace is the empowerment and enablement. So, grace of God is what brings about the wealth from God. Last week I told you about two types of wealth, the Babylonian wealth and the covenant wealth or the wealth of the kingdom of God. Babylonian wealth fly away. It disappears. And the wealth of God is permanent. The Bible says in Proverbs 10 verse 22, it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. That blessing will locate you today. And what is the pathway to the grace for supernatural supplies? Major pathway is the covenant, or what we call the giving covenant. The giving covenant. The giving covenant is the master key to the world of supplies and destiny enrichment. And the covenant provokes or gives you access to life at its best. Covenanting with God gives you access to life at the best of life. No one here will live a mediocre life again in Jesus' name. You will not live a premature or quashokod life again in Jesus' name. If you hate the giving covenant, it means you hate prosperity. You hate supplies. Luke 6 verse 38. Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure, someone say same measure. For with the same measure that you met withal, it shall be measured to you again. Your prosperity is tied and your supplies is tied to your giving. in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 7. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 7. The Bible explains to us, it says, "But this day he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully reapeth also bountifully. For every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, not by force." Any church you go and they say, if you don't give here, something will happen for you. This one, that one, that one is not of God. Your giving must not be with grumbling or murmuring or grudgingly. It has no reward. Or of necessity. For God loveth it. Only cheerful givings are accepted by God. In Job 22, verse 23, the Lord God also explains to us, 23 all through to 29, about the fact that you are supposed to lay up gold as dust. He says, "If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust." You will have so much money like dust. "And the gold of Ephah as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver." This is in the Bible. God wants you to have plenty. Somebody say plenty. Because some people that are against church always say that church, they talk about plenty. They talk about plenty. It's in the Bible. Except you are saying that the Bible is not true. For if you know the Bible, God says he wants you and I to operate in the realm of plenty. And I tell you this sincerely, that is the realm you are going. I said, that is the realm you are going. I said, that is the realm you are going. I said, that is the realm you are going. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. What are the covenant giving channels available to you to be able to get blessed and to be able to access the enrichment that God has for you? Number one is the law of tithing. While giving covenant has many channels, we discover that tithing is the anchor channel. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Tithing is the main channel for a believer to access supplies from God. "Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it." That be your testimony in Jesus' name. Every tither and everyone who is in covenant of tithing with God must know this scripture, if possible, by heart. The reason is that this is one scripture that you can use to hold God accountable. You can hold God. God, you said, if I bring it, this is what you are going to do for me. The problem with many of us is that our covenant with God is not consistent. It's done haphazardly. Or we do it without, as if God doesn't know how to use a calculator. Somebody earns 100,000 and is supposed to give God 10,000. He should spend the 90,000 whichever way he wants. And then he gives God 5,000. He said, "That's my tithe." God said, "You are joking. You are kidding." Or somebody is earning 50,000 and then borrows money from somebody, 20,000. So he pays back the money he borrows, he has 30,000 left. He now pays tithe on the 30,000. Is that your earning? That's not your earning. It is your earning. You are the one that knows what pushed you to go and do that borrowing. It's between you and that person. God is not, I'm not even sure that God is absolutely involved. But that is not your earning. That your earning is, the Bible says, it's talking about your increase. It is your increase you tithe on. You earn 30,000, then you owe somebody 15,000 from the makeup you bought last month. You paid 15,000, then you say 15,000 is actually my income. You are fooling yourself. Because God never said, go and do makeup. It's your personal decision. You decided on your own, which is okay as long as it's moderate. As long as it doesn't make you look like a masquerade. It's moderate. I mean, why not? But if... Oh God, may the Lord give us understanding. That's why most of us cheat ourselves. We cheat ourselves. It's better not to even tithe at all than to tithe haphazardly. It's better to exceed what God has, what he said he should do, than for you to cut him short or cut what he has said short. It's just because of the spirit of mammon in verse 8 of that place. Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 was talking about, he says, some people have robbed me. Say, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. How many robbers are in the house this morning? If you are a robber, shout hallelujah. He said, if you are not paying your tithe, he said, you are a robber. You have cheated. Just like you pay tax to government, you are expected to give me something as your God to show. That's why you see pastors that don't tithe are very poor. Very poor. Because talk is cheap. You can pick mic and just say, everybody, do this, do that. And then you yourself, if you are not doing it, then you have a problem. Say, will a man rob God? He said, ah, but you have robbed me. Somebody say, mercy, Lord. He said, will a man rob me? He said, you have robbed me, but you have robbed me in this one. In what area? It is in this area of tithing. This is the area you have robbed me. I pray that God will have mercy in the name of Jesus. I pray that for somebody here this morning, the grace to be consistent be released on you in the name of Jesus. Number two covenant channel for giving is worship offering. In Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16 to 17. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16 to 17. It says, 3 times in a year shall all ye, all thy male, appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he has chosen, in the feast of the unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given. The tithing is different from offering. Offering is a free will thing. Offering is according to your size. There was a time my offering in a service was 1,000, and it was very big. There was a time it was 5,000. There was a time it was 10,000. It was very big, but it had moved from that level far because of time and God's grace. So your offering is your free will. It's according to your will. It's according to how your level is per time. So if your level is at maybe 200 naira, that's your level. At that time, you give it. God does not. He just wants it to be according to your level, and you must do it cheerfully. So it's up to you. But it's important that every one of us, and your offering is also a sign of honor. 1 Samuel 2:30. Be part. He that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem. If I visit your house, for example, as your pastor, and then you tell me to sit down, there is a minimum level. He that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem. So there's a minimum level of refreshment you will give to me. Minimum. It's very unlikely that you will go and bring Fura de Nuno to want to entertain me if I come to your house. It's very unlikely. It's possible. Some people might, I don't know. But it's very, very unlikely. Especially when you know that I am coming. Now, I am a man, just a servant. How can we now imagine the Almighty God? So we can't just give him anything. The reason why most people don't, their level don't change, because their offering doesn't change. There are some years I changed my offering up to 3-4 times in that single year. As you change it, your level changes. They're giving 100 naira as offering 7 years ago. You're still giving 100 naira. That's why your level has not changed. Nobody needs to know. It's just between you and God. Your level must change as your offering to, because offering is a sign of honor. When you give God offering, you are giving him honor. You are giving him adoration. That's the way it is. May God give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. Some people wonder, if we give offering, if you give tithe, okay, how is this spent? That one is not your own business. That is God's business, and it is those that administer it that know how it's administered. Let me give you an example. For example, as you are seated here, for example, now, diesel is burning to keep you cool. We bought a software on Friday to show you this screen. Now, it's 60,000. The software that makes you be able to read Bible on that screen that we are using. We bought it in dollars. And it's in naira when we convert it, it's 60,000 naira. So we say, how is the money? Is your offering this money up to 60,000? And this was just 3 days ago. The boss, so many things. So some of you, how did they do it? How did they do it? Forget it. That's why the empty pocket, the pocket is lean. You don't look at all that. You look at all that, you will search tire. Because by the time the books is, you will be surprised. So this is even how it is happening. I didn't know. I thought it was just a... May the Lord give you understanding. I said, may the Lord give you understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. Your offering is a sign of honor. It's a sign of love. You love God and you just offer to him. You know how you give to your lover. There is no human being in this world that can take more money in my pocket than God. There's no human being. My wife and my children together per month, the amount spent on them is not up to half or even sometimes up to one quarter of what is spent on God per month. The wife, the children, everybody, including the immediate staffs. No. Human being. Spend more money on human being than God, than my creator. Upper. Never. That happened. Because of value for God. Number three. Covenant channel of giving is giving to our parents. Our parents carry blessings in their hearts and in their mouths, and it provokes the blessing of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 to 3. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 and verse 3. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it might be well with thee and that thou mayest live long. The blessing of the Lord is so important, and he puts it a lot of times in the mouth of parents. You read the Bible very well in Genesis 27 from verse 1. You will see that Isaac was old. At that time, he couldn't see very well. Genesis 27 from verse 1 to 4 particularly. It's a long place, but let me just paraphrase. He was about to die and his eyes was deep. He could not even see. So he called his first son. Say, boy, Esau, come. I want to bless you. I want to release something to you at my old age. I know people have value for parents then than now. Now, most people don't have much value for parents. Much value for parents because of modernization and all these things. And he said, go and get. I can't just be blessing you. There's something you must do for me to bless you. Just be blessing you. If you don't provoke, there are some blessing as level. There are some blessings, just say, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. There are some blessings that are, rebels call it blessing from the deep. Have you heard about it before? Genesis 49. Blessings from the deep. That one is different from just saying, God bless you. God. Okay, go. Okay, bye-bye. But the Bible says, and Isaac said, go and get me something. Then he ran, and you know the story very well, how Jacob and his mother was able to quickly get something, and he got the blessing. But what am I trying to pick from there? Supplies and change of story of Jacob was as a result of that blessing. From that time, Jacob's story changed totally. Esau also got some level of blessing, but it wasn't as much. That's why today we say God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So your parents are not people that you just do or treat in a useless way like many of us do. See people throwing parties, throwing all sorts of big, big parties. Whereas they have impoverished parents. May that never be our portion in Jesus' name. I say, may that never be our portion in Jesus' name. May that never be our portion in Jesus' name. Every young person here, treat your parents very well. Treat them very well. Honor them. Respect them. They are poor, they are rich. That's not your own business. What is important is that you came from that channel. And honor must be given to whom honor is due. Number four, covenant channel for giving is giving to the poor. Someone say giving to the poor. Ah, I can't hear your voice. So. Proverbs 28 verse 27. When you give to the poor, you must realize that you are giving to the Lord. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. But he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. And you see where some people get cursed from. When they see somebody that is in need and turn their face like this. God say, when that happens, that person is looking for a curse. May your case never be a case of curse in Jesus' name. Your giving to the poor is an avenue. Every time you see a poor person, you know, it's already disgraceful enough for somebody to come and beg from you. For somebody to come and beg from you, the person has already humbled himself. It's not natural for somebody just to be going around to beg. No. For somebody to humble himself and say, please, 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 I am terribly hungry. As in 3 days now, nothing. There might be many factors. Maybe the person has been searching for a job. I'm not talking about professional beggars. So those that they have hand, they have leg, they have eyes, they have everything. They refuse to walk. In my place, they call them people with hands and leg but refuse to walk. The king of lazy men. You know the proverb very well. They have hands, they have legs. They refuse to walk. Those are that is, what is your profession? Beggarization. I'm not talking of such people. I refuse to go out, but when you buy things for soup, they now begin to walk up and down. Begin to walk up and down. Begin to walk up and down. I'm not talking of such people. I met one of our daughters here recently while I was coming for pastor's prayer. I said, where are you coming from? She said, a student. She said, I'm coming from my job. I have a job around here. I work with people. I clean the house and they give me. I said, how much is your salary? When she told me, I shook my head. I said, God will bless you. instead of going about to go and be begging for someone, or be sleeping with one nonsense boy all over the place who is filled with gonorrhea and HIV in his blood. Instead of going about with a guy whose blood is cursed, isn't it better for her to be walking with her two hands and for God to bless her from there? So you must be a person that loves giving to the poor, assisting people, helping people, giving to assist. This is one of the major things that will help you as a Christian to enter into the covenant of supplies and the covenant of destiny enrichment. Number 5 channel to access this blessing is giving to prophets. Matthew chapter 10 verse 41. Matthew 10 verse 41. He that giveth to a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. There is something called prophet's reward. Prophets are for profit. The work of your prophet is to release something that will bring profit to you. So you pursue their blessing. You don't wait for them to bless you. You yourself deliberately pursue their blessing. And most of the time, they will never ask you for anything. Most of the time, they will never call you on phone, send you a text, or call you. Never. They won't. Even if they have any need, they manage themselves. Because a prophet does not go about aimlessly all over the place. If you have a caller, you will not end in the corner. If you have a caller, if it's God that calls you, will not end in a corner. He will supply. So they will not be disturbing you. No, you are the one that will look for avenues. He said this is an avenue. I've been searching for an avenue for a long time. I must not miss the avenue. And then you plug yourself in. And then you get what is yours. My prayer is that this which we have practiced over the years and has helped us, may many of us here also learn in the name of Jesus. I'll not dwell too much on that. We'll move very quickly to number 6. Channel to bring about supernatural supplies for you is giving to humanity. Acts chapter 9, verse 39 to 40. Acts 9, 39 to 40. And Peter arose and went with them. And when he was come, he brought unto him on the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him, weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth, and kneeled down and prayed. And turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. This is the story of a woman called Dorcas, called Tabitha. She died suddenly. And people started coming. This woman must not die. This woman must not die. Started showing the clothes she gave to them. Started showing what she has used to be a blessing to their life. Ladies and gentlemen, your life is not only about looking for who to give to you. If you really want to access supplies, you must be a person giving to donation to humanity. You look for avenues to bless your community. You look for avenues to release resources to the area where men need it. I mean, the only time they thank God is when somebody gives them. The only time they are excited is that they just got an alert. When are you going to also start giving people alerts on their own phone? You must be a man or a woman giving to community development. Giving to resourcefulness. You love being a blessing. Not that people come to your house by eating. They knock. Say, hold on. Don't open the door. Hold on. Then you go and hide your food. You cover it. And you use towel because the smell will not mistakenly come out. You wrap it with towel. Then I appreciate you. After the person has gone, say, I like curry. Oh, yeah, bring out the food. There, then you begin to eat. No! Be a person that is liberal. Proverbs, I think that's Proverbs 11, verse 24 and 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat. There's he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There's he that we told them more than his need, he tended to penury. Verse 25 or so. Proverbs 11, 25 or so. Says he said, the liberal soul shall be made fat. He that watereth, we also be watered. The reason why many are not watered is because they are too stingy. They give, but they only give to their wife and their children. They bless, but their blessing revolves only around the family. When are you going to get to the level where you give scholarships? Now you're going to the level where you dig borehole and give it to the community to take water free of charge. I see people, they have water in the front of their house and they sell it. I can't imagine it. Something that you got free of charge from the ground, you are now selling it to community. Free of charge. You only paid for them to drill it, then you are selling it. It's different from bottling water. Bottling water is that you manufactured something. You bought a case from China and all those things, nylon, and then you are selling. But this one, as in front of the house, people will come, as in the whole community. Even if somebody comes to dig a borehole like that in the community, they will go to Bible to get something, juju, to kill the person. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. May the Lord give us understanding. Serve your community. Serve your nation. That's one of the problems we have in this nation. That's one of the major things why this nation is moving forward. Somebody is going to the government house with full determination that within these 4 years, in fact, 100 trillion self is a small money I will steal in this place. I will steal that the entire account is zero. Government allocation comes from Abuja. Immediately it comes, they first use knife, sharp knife, cut it into four places. One part to the wife, one part to the in-law, then one part to himself, one part for everybody to share. Millions of people share the remaining one part, including civil servants. And you say God will not judge. Let me tell you, you will see what will happen. You will see what will happen. A way God will judge some people, their death will be very, very merciless. Because service or political position is for service, it's not for enrichment. It's only in Nigeria that somebody who is a failure in every realm, failure in every realm, says, I've now been chosen as a rep, I've now been chosen as a local government chairman, I've now been chosen as this. If somebody that you cannot, if you go to the US, you will see how all the former president, you will see them as Bill Clinton, accomplished lawyer. You will see all the present president now is a property mogul. He was a billionaire in dollars before he became president. I mean, all these ones that riffraff, people that are sitting on donkeys are becoming service to humanity is what matters. But unfortunately, our people too, they don't, people that love to serve, we don't like them. See, if a pastor loves to serve, he doesn't disturb you for money. That pastor cannot have anointing. For him not to be disturbing us for money. Since January till now, how many? They did not even say, we want to buy this, we want to buy that. We are even feeling heat. They can't even tell us, oh yeah, no. For 1 million, buy 1 AC. Oh yeah, go and buy a generator outside. Go and change my car. Nothing. He doesn't have any anointing. If he has anointing, he must have asked him for money. We like deception. Service to humanity is important. Number 7, major key that we bring about supernatural supplies for you is kingdom investment. Kingdom investment. The more you invest in the God's kingdom, the more in Haggai chapter 1, verse 5 to 12. Haggai chapter 1, verse 5. God tells us about the importance of building the house of God and being involved. He says, now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. Ye drink, but you have not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it inside a bag of holes. Someone say, God forbid. Go further. We are still going further. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. That's God's house. He said, don't just be doing your own thing. Go and build my house. And I will take pleasure in it. And I will be glorified, saith the Lord. He looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it at home, it did blow away. Why? Why are things not working? Said the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is a waste, and ye run every man to his own house. Therefore, the heavens over you is stayed. Let's just leave that one, because that one is very deep. He said, everybody leave my own, they leave my house unattended. They run to their own houses that is very cozy and comfortable. If anything break in my house, he doesn't care. If anything happens in my house, I'm cooping on the senior pastor. What's my own business there? What's my headache there? He said, because of that, he said, when they walk, he said, it's just blown away. Someone said, God forbid. That's why we always tell Christians and children of God, genuine ones, to serve God with their resources. Because any resources you have, you don't use to serve God, you will use it to serve mammon. I pray for somebody here today that God will have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Examples of people or churches where They serve God and they receive grace. Number one is Macedonian church, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. Macedonian church was a very poor church initially, but all of a sudden, their wealth came alive. Because he says, moreover, brethren, we do ye to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep, they were deep in poverty. Can you see that? But at the same time, they were liberal, rich of their liberality. Let's go to verse 3 and stop there. For to their power, I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. They were a poor church initially, but because of their sudden liberality, their level changed. The second example of a church that was transformed and the grace of God came upon them, aside from the Macedonian church, is the Philippian church. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 to 19. Philippians 4, 15 to 19. The Philippian church also was a poor church until they began to have a culture of giving. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again. That is, your giving cannot be just once. It must be once and again. He said, not because I desire the gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which you sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. Verse 19. And this is where most people go. You can see where the scripture came from. It was talking about a church that when nobody was giving, they were giving. When he said, you even sent Epaphroditus to me to bless me. Now, verse 19, where it's popular. He said, but, that is, as a result of your behavior, my God shall supply your need according to riches in glory by Christ. As I conclude this morning, note the following. Note the following in conclusion. One, we must know that our giving to God is not a donation to help God, his ministry or his ministers, but it is a spiritual transaction that provokes our heavens to open. Note that your giving to God, giving to the poor, paying your tithe and offerings, giving to your parents, is not a donation to help God. You are not helping God. Since you have not been given, wasn't the work going on? You are not helping God, but it is to provoke the grace of God to bring about supplies. Number two that you must note is that when altar is raised, blessings flow. In Genesis 8 verse 21, when Noah raised an altar to God, God began to bless him. Genesis 8 verse 21, it says, and God smelt a sweet savour. I pray that God will smell a sweet savour from you this time. He said, God can smell. He can smell your offering. What you hid inside the envelope, he can see it. What you transfer to the account, he can see it. He said, God smelt it. And I pray that God will smell something great from you in the name of Jesus. Number three that you must note is that when something like a sacrifice is laid on the altar, God is provoked. In Genesis 22, 15 to 18, when Abraham released his son, Isaac, his only son, God released a blessing to him. And I pray that today, God will release blessings to you that money cannot buy in Jesus' name. Number four, as I round up, is that you must know that giving brings about many other things, like wisdom. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4 and 5, when Solomon gave 1,000 burnt offerings to God, God gave him wisdom and gave him riches. So giving is not only for money. Many other things come through giving. Many other blessings come through giving. And you must know your dimension of flourishing is at the cost of your giving. You cannot flourish beyond. Because if God blesses you beyond the level of your giving, it can kill you. If God choke you with money and you are everything, you are eating it alone, you enjoy everything alone, it can kill you. So if God is not sure that there are channels for you to push out blessings to, there's no way you can be blessed. If God is not sure that if he blesses you now, somebody will be shedding tears of joy because of you. He might not give you because that blessing might be too much. A prayer for everyone here today is that all the days of your life, you will never know struggling in Jesus' name. You will never know struggling in Jesus' name. You will never be a struggler in Jesus' name. The grace to obey be released in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church. Praise Tabernacle along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.